Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day right here on this broadcast. Let me remind you, if you'd like to join in the dialogue and the discussion today, you just simply pick up your telephone, dial 904-831-0917. That's area code 904-831-0917. Our broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We have a format of a Q&A, question and answer. We set the stage. We ask the questions. You are invited to join in the dialogue and discussion with your input. Some say, I'd like to give my 2 cents worth. Well, this is your opportunity to do so even today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of some ideological philosophy. It's not based on denominational dogma, but we base what we say and the questions we ask on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it this a truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2 then says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So we can see, watch what is taking place with those in Washington, with the U.S. House. We can watch them vote 15 times. To put a person in position of being the Speaker of the House. But when we look at it, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that God's still in control. God is still on the throne. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand the Scripture says in 1 Timothy 2:1, kings pray, we need to pray for all kings and for all of those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it is time that we recognize what's happening in America, talk about it openly from a Christian perspective, from a conservative, patriotic perspective, but looking at it through a central biblicist worldview. What does the Scripture say? What is taking place today? Have we watched COVID cancel our Constitution? I'm paraphrasing an article that we'll talk about later in this broadcast by David Hanson, a patriot, scholar, academic person that has said some insightful things that I believe we need to understand today and apply. But ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Cahn, I disagree with his theology and doctrine for the most part, but Jonathan Cahn has just sent a letter to Joe Biden. And I'm going to state this, then we'll get to the balance of our monologue and open the phone lines for your dialogue and discussion. Jonathan Cahn warns Joe Biden, this article says, the day will come that you will stand before God. The further states, the day will come that you will stand before God, and you will have no more position, no administration, no government, no media, and no public opinion. It will just be you and God, and he will ask you to give an account of all that you did, what you did, with regard to his word and his ways. Mr. President, he continues, the hour is late. Eternity is soon coming. Repent and turn to God. The only hope you have, and all of us, is salvation. He noted that He had asked Joe Biden when he took office how he could place his left hand on the Bible and then with his right hand sign laws that war against the word of God. He further states that in the latest video, he notes that Biden's celebration of the misnamed Respect for Marriage Act that declares marriage to be whatever two people say. Quote, you did something no president has ever done, which was to enshrine an alternate to marriage into federal law. He demanded, how do you sign into law that which clearly wars against the word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, that's an abbreviation of the four-page document outlining what Jonathan Cahn, he calls it Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, he outlines several insightful statements. I read you the essence of it in relationship to the letter that he sent to Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that we need to make today, and we're talking about extensively, as we think on the subject, could COVID cancel our Constitution? And to answer that question, ladies and gentlemen, it has indeed canceled our Constitution. Our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, and I could go on and on and on, have all been in some way canceled, modified, eviscerated as a result of Joe Biden's executive order calling for a national health emergency, which, by the way, we're still under a national health emergency. That means that the president can act as a dictator and call the shots, if you will, without having to worry about the House or the Senate. We see today not three branches of government, but one that's the executive branch. That's what's taking place today. We're talking about it. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion on it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the truth book. And when we see what the truth of the Word of God says, we recognize also that George Orwell, the secularist, in his dystopian novel of 1984, entitled 1984, said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made the statement that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. The Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, well stated. Further in the article about that, he says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems is the fact that across America, according to the latest poll, latest statistical data gathering organization, says that 55% of the millennials in America today believe that each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason we find so many things being in disarray, and we find so many things today taking place that it seemingly has no control. There's nothing being done in relationship to it. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. And you won't find that, ladies and gentlemen, on the Communist Network News. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth and defend the truth even to death. And I call on you on this broadcast each and every day to do that very thing, to seek the truth, to find the truth. You'd be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how many people I've had to say, ask the question, well, where do you get your information? Well, I certainly do not get it from television news. Certainly do not find it from Communist Network News, CNN. Certainly cannot be found on MSNBC. Certainly cannot be found on all of the major networks and stations that's been bought and paid for by the COVID pharma's big tech dollars that prevent them from saying anything that would warn us about the dangers and the desperation and the death that takes place as a result of the COVID experimental death jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to find the truth and then look at the truth. Look at what's being said. Look at what's being done under the prism, through the prism of the Word of God. the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That is the only truth book that I know of today, and this is the reason I admonish us today and each and every day that we need to be very, very careful to recognize what is taking place and to defend ourselves and defend our families in relationship to the untruth, the desperation that's taking place out of Washington with all of our agencies that start with the acronyms, the three letters, if you will, the DOJ, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The latest amendment is very, very clear in Proverbs 14th chapter and the 34th verse. It's very, very clear what the Scripture says. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The word reproach means a dishonor, a shame, an insult. So righteousness, that means doing right before God, being right before Him in His eyes. Righteousness exalts, lifts up, glorifies, honors a nation. But sin is the reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place today. And this is the reason the 1 Timothy 2 text says that we need to pray for those that's in authority over us, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the only way to live a quiet and peaceable life is to pray somehow, some way, God, would you intervene in this desperate situation that we find ourselves in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mander. There's an identification that you cannot miss. Find the flag and the flagpole. There's a flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. Find that flag. At the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family of Tools for Time to worship with the house of God, with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, could COVID cancel our Constitution? Maybe I should say, has COVID canceled our Constitution? And I think we can say definitively the answer to that question is yes. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today what is taking place with the devolution and the destruction, the evisceration, and the total annihilation of our Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights. Today, it's America is in a state of disgrace, division, derision, and depletion on a global scene. Every Christian, every conservative, every patriot must pray and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land. At your leisure, look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it states that very thing. If my people, which you call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to do that very thing. I believe it is time that we as Christians, as conservatives, that we recognize that we need to go to God and ask God to intervene. And it's His divine intervention, I believe, that's the only thing that's going to deliver America from the absolute judgment of God. I was excited to see, ladies and gentlemen, the scene on the football field. I didn't see it. I saw the replication of it on Facebook. My wife does Facebook. And she gave me this article. Remarkable scene as the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans gather at midfield before the NFL game last night to celebrate the miracle of life for injured DeMar Hamlin and to offer a continued prayer for his full recovery. What a statement to the world, finding something that unites us when the forces of darkness try so hard to divide us. will change the course of history. Unity of hope and faith in the way forward is the way forward. Something is shifting in the heavens. Prayer has been mocked. Now it's being embraced and celebrated. This could be the turning point in America. Ladies and gentlemen, someone said that they need to go back and apologize to some of the players of the past when they wanted to put John 3:16 on the eyelids or pray. You recall it was the football coach down in South Florida was prosecuted because at the end of each game, he would kneel on the 50-yard line and pray. He didn't ask players to join him. He didn't ask anyone else to do so. Tim Tebow did the same thing. And Tim Tebow was removed from the Jaguars as a result of that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today that prayer on the football field is being embraced. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that. I don't know if that is the absolute trajectory that's going to lead us forward with a hope for the future that we're in, but I pray that that's a good indication that some things could be changed if people would simply pray and turn to God. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Joe Biden national health emergency, he still has power and dictatorial control over our nation. Most are not aware of that. This allows the dictator form of government, where the Biden family cabal can simply decide from day to day just what government believes and what government wants to do and ignore the right of the people and ignore our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. It's evident, ladies and gentlemen, that COVID did, in fact, cancel our Constitution. Yes, our Bill of Rights are now, ladies and gentlemen, a thing of the past. I hate to say that. Perhaps you ask the question, why should a Christian be concerned about our Bill of Rights? Why should a Christian be concerned about what Joe Biden is doing in office? Why should a Christian and conservative be concerned about the evisceration of our First Amendment and our Second Amendment? Ladies and gentlemen, without those two amendments, the balance of the amendments are absolutely futile and useless. Listen to the First Amendment, if you're not familiar with it. Congress shall make no laws representing the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment is given to us, I believe, to hold the others in check. The Fourth Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, is one that is being eviscerated also. It's the right of the people to be secure in their own persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supporting the oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, our First Amendment rights have been eviscerated. Our Fourth Amendment rights have been destroyed and ignored by this administration. This is the reason I believe that people like Jonathan Cahn has taken the bold stand of writing a letter to Joe Biden and reminding him that, son, if you can put it in the Youngblood vernacular, saying, son, one day you're going to stand before God. You'll not have all of the prominence, the preeminence, and the popularity that you have today. You'll not have the position and the power that you seem to think that you're wielding as you stand before God. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a warning that should be recognized by every human being. It doesn't make any difference about your credential. It doesn't make any difference about your position. It doesn't make any difference about the power or the position that you might hold today, the possessions that you might control. One day, that'll all be stripped away. There will not be any governmental officials with power in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, or in hell, may I say. Ladies and gentlemen, one day, every human being under the sound of my voice will stand before a holy God and give an account for every deed done to the body, whether it be good or bad, according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all been ignored today by the governmental officials. Ladies and gentlemen, our Fourth Amendment that protects us from government search and seizure is no longer in force. Our First Amendment rights of the freedom of religion and the right of free speech were canceled via the Biden Health Emergency Executive Order for COVID across America. And ladies and gentlemen, that needs to be repealed, that needs to be changed, and it needs to be done very soon. I'm looking at an article that says, can government inspect your home at any time? Have you thought about that? But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that during COVID and under COVID and under the guise of COVID and the dangers of COVID, that that was done? Ladies and gentlemen, it was in Zion, Illinois, where the city officials, under the pretense that it might spread, might prevent the spread of COVID, they instituted ordinances in Zion, Illinois, that would allow the governmental agencies, the building inspectors, to go in and go knock on a door. And if you are not at home, it's a rented property, get the key from the owner of the property and turn the key, walk in and inspect your house. That was done under the guise that we've got to protect people from the spread of COVID-19. But I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that there's been an intervention with that, and some of that has been changed. Headlines, can government inspect your home anytime? Now we know. Just because someone chooses to rent doesn't mean they lose their rights to privacy. A fight over the city's demand that its inspectors could charge into rental units and examine the person's contents or renters at any time has ended with a consent decree that forbids such invasions. The Institute of Justice announced the legal final to the fight when a federal judge approved a consent decree that mandates that the city of Zion, Illinois, will no longer punish renters or landlords that refuse to open the doors with a warrantless rental inspection, end quote. This article says, at the time, Robert Pierce, the Institute for Justice lawyer, said, "We're pleased that our Fourth Amendment right is being recognized and not invalidated by local government law. This was a matter of principle for us. The Fourth Amendment is just as important as the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was done under the guise that we're going to protect you from yourself. We're going to protect you to make sure that you don't spread COVID. You recall the days when COVID first hit the scene. It was known back in September of 2019. Did not hit the public scene until January of 2020. But ladies and gentlemen, on a fast track forward, the government took the position that they were in full control of everybody's life, and the Bill of Rights would just have to be put on pause. There's no place in the Bill of Rights that says that, or in our Constitution completely, that says that just because of a national health emergency, they can cancel our First or Fourth Amendment rights or others. Here's another article. Abuse of the Fourth Amendment. Feds hack into our computers. There's a difference between recognizing a right and preventing the government from violating it. The court's instrument of prevention is known as the exclusionary rule. Courts are required to exclude from use at trial any evidence obtained by the government in violation of the recognized right in the Fourth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an article by Judge Andrew Neapolitano, and he says, "The feds, whose appetite for surveillance is insatiable, have found ways around our Fourth Amendment. The government continues to cut holes in the Fourth Amendment and has gleefully jumped in through them." He further states, "Under Biden's orders, the feds have acquired more Israeli-developed software that tracks the user's internet and the internet habits and develops a link tailor-made to attract the user, which, when clicked on, puts the feds inside the device that is inside your computer and enables them to track and listen to and download everything in your computer." Ladies and gentlemen, he goes into detail about some software that's developed by the Israelis that's now being used by the federal government through the FBI. When Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, under oath was asked the question by the Intelligence Committee, Chris Wray said this. When FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked about this recently in public testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, he stated the FBI was just, quote, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, was just experimenting with this software to see how it really worked. You believe that? This writer says, do you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a position today that our Constitution has been eviscerated, our Bill of Rights have been shredded. We no longer can say that we have them, and it's as a result of COVID coming in, and under COVID-19, the cloud that says that we've got to protect you from yourself, the government says we've got to do everything we can to trace you, track you, and to make sure that you're not a spreader. Ladies and gentlemen, that was major, major, major forefront in the early days of COVID-19. You know, the 6-foot separation that had no scientific base whatsoever. You know, the mask mandates that had no scientific base whatsoever, but yet it was imposed on us by Sir Anthony Fauci and the NIH and the CDC, the FDA, through the hands of Joe Biden, the federal government, that mandated these things be done. By the way, just a little parenthetical footnote. Let me remind you that there's been 146 studies about masks. and not one study found there any efficacy in the use of a mask. It does not stop the spread of a pathogen. It does not stop the, you getting the pathogen. It's simply a useless rag on your face that prevents anyone from being recognized in proper human communication. But ladies and gentlemen, all the medical establishments, all the doctors, hospitals across the nation, and right here in Jacksonville that had that instituted, and I've gone back, many of them, reinstituting that requirement for you to put on a mask to be able to come in to the place of service. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the federal government, Big Brother, take full control, but yet they will say, we're not violating your First Amendment right. We're not doing a search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment right. But ladies and gentlemen, it's what they call other organizations, NGOs, non-government organizations, that they have instituted, that they have locked arms with, the federal government locking arms with, in order to do that, and then they can claim they're not doing it. For example, we have today those organizations that are doing that very thing. Ladies and gentlemen, who are those organizations? It's the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ. Twitter is now being used as tools in those hands. I'm looking at an article that says the biggest Twitter files scandal has been overlooked. In the flood of information from Elon Musk's recent releases, internal Twitter documents, the Twitter files, both pundits and the public are missing the most egregious political scandal in recent history, contends Washington attorney and political commentator Margell Cleveland. The big story, writes the Federalist senior legal correspondent, is that the FBI interfered in the 2020 election by lying to tech giants about the Hunter Biden laptop story, as introduced and induced Twitter, Facebook, and others with the likely censure to likely censor the stories. This article says Yulon Ruth, then Twitter's head of trust and safety, justified the censorship despite the facts remaining unclear, insisting there were severe risks here and lessons of 2016 were implemented when Donald Trump won the White House. But intelligence agencies already had printed primed Twitter and Facebook to censor the Post story, casting it in a marginal interference in the election. Roth, R-O-T-H is the lady's name, acknowledged in December 21st, 2021, declaring that the Federal Election Commission, that since 2018 had regular meetings with the Office and Director of the National Intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the industrial peers regarding election security. During those weekly meetings, the federal law enforcement agencies communicated that it's expected hack and leak operations to state actors, that state actors could occur in the period shortly before the 2020 presidential election, likely in October. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, let me do a little boil down statement. They contacted all the big tech organizations, Big Brother organizations, and they locked arms with them and gave them the authority to censor everything that we say, everything that we do. Every major social media platform today, ladies and gentlemen, is censoring, looking at, reading everything that you tweet, everything that you Twitter, everything that goes on Instagram, everything that's on Facebook, everything that you do by way of public media. Today is being examined, still being examined, which is an absolute action that is contrary to our Bill of Rights, because it is part of the Fourth Amendment that guarantees us that the federal government cannot do a search or seizure. They're doing it not by a bang on the door and knocking the door off the hinges. They're doing it by going into everything that's done today through technology, through every handheld device, through every PC, through every telephone, through every conversation that we have online. So, ladies and gentlemen, that took place as a result of COVID-19. So the question is, did COVID cancel our Constitution? Absolutely. And it is still canceled under the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Right after the news break, we're going to come back and continue our dialogue and discussion on these issues today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
And Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.